Welcome back to Building the Bakken and Herd in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt from MBI Energy Services about the fourth annual Bakken Barbecue coming up June 17th at 4 o'clock at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. And describe the event if somebody who's never been there before, if they're listening to this and think they might want to stop by. I believe it's at the Dickinson Rec Center.
Yes, correct. It's Friday, June 17th from 4 to 11 p.m. at the Dickinson. It's actually called the West River Ice Rink. But we are the same spot as last year in the parking lot, and hopefully we don't have to move inside with Mother Nature, so maybe she'll behave.
What's on tap this year? You mentioned last year there was a band. I remember some of the inflatable bounce houses and slides and even some face painting. What can people expect this year in terms of amenities and activities?
Our kitty corner this year is going to be phenomenal. We have ConocoPhillips and DSU that partnered together. They're going to have jumping castles, face paint, a photo booth, games, and fun prizes for the kids, as well as we have live music. And then we have alcoholic drinks from our Who's West.
The Blue Ribbon Band, that was from your first year, correct?
Yes, they've been participating in the Bakken Barbecue every year except last year. They couldn't participate last year, but luckily we got them back again this year. We just love them and think they're a great band, a local band, and they help us a lot by raising money. They really love Make-A-Wish as well, and it's fun because you can see the connection we both have for Make-A-Wish, and we want to just help, so that's why they're there, and they have a fun time with us, and we see what we can do for Make-A-Wish.
Not that you guys are employed by Make-A-Wish, you're doing this as a service event, a nonprofit service event, but is there anything that you can tell the audience about Make-A-Wish North Dakota and the sponsor that you guys, or the nonprofit that you guys are going to be supporting this year?
Well, Make-A-Wish North Dakota gives back to kids that are terminally ill kids that they basically qualify to get a wish. And when they qualify, they'll go visit these children, and the children specify what they want. A lot of them do Disneyland. They want to go see the characters, Mickey and Minnie, or the WWE, the tournament. A lot of kids want to go see that as well. So Make-A-Wish North Dakota makes that happen. I know last year we were able to donate $60,000, and we were able to help a couple kids locally, which is always a nice thing.
Are you guys looking for any sponsors, any more cooks, any companies? I know, low oil prices, that's the first thing people want to know is how active is the energy companies now with the community? You mentioned RSVP Angel Tree and Pick Up the Patch. They seem to be doing just fine with company involvement. Are you finding that true with the Bakken, or kind of put that out there a little bit?
Definitely seen the struggle within the Bakken with the slowdown, but there's still companies that have to get out there and be part of the community and get involved with these nonprofit organizations and the events to help raise money for them. Tiffany and I are still looking for people to barbecue if there's anyone interested, or volunteers, anyone that wants to help us make this event possible. They can contact Tiffany or myself. They can reach us at the office here in Belfield. The phone number is 701-575-8242. 701-575-8242.
How about any prizes or raffles or anything like that, door prizes that people might experience this year? I know in the past you guys have done something like that.
This year our prizes, we changed up our prize a little bit. Our grand prize is a $2,000 trip to your choice. Our second prize is club seat by the Denver Broncos Stadium. We have a couple cash prizes, a Traeger grill, Yeti cooler. So some pretty great prizes. Raffle tickets are $10 a piece. We also have a year membership to a beer and wine club. So that's kind of nice to be able to sample things throughout the year.
Any sort of flavor for what we can expect this year? I know in the past we've seen lobster and all kinds of different things on a grill. Has anybody disclosed any exotic foods this year? Or maybe if you want to talk about some of the past ones.
Well, Well, the past couple years, we really see quite a bit of brisket. One of our favorites, Tiffany and I, there was fajitas 1 year, which were phenomenal. Ooh. You know, we're not sure as far as what MBI is cooking or other teams are cooking. The other teams have kind of been secretive this year, and MBI is still undecided about what we're going to cook, and we're kind of looking for, or we're getting a different cook this year, so... Well, Tiffany and I will be surprised as well.
Internal competition. I know that the spectators and the attendees can come and win prizes and et cetera, but don't you guys usually have some sort of a trophy or prizes for the best Bach and barbecue cook, too?
Well, of course. You can't have a barbecue without the best barbecue trophy. That's the most fun of these events is the internal part. You know, all the companies, they love giving back, but it's also fun to have a little competition between the companies. What we did last year, then every company had to have their own judge. That way it was fair, everyone got to judge everyone else's food, and at the end of the day, we had a first, second, and third place winner with the food. You know, we are just looking for volunteers and people to come have a good time, so come on out to the 4th Annual Boston Barbecue. This are on Friday, June 17th from 4 to 11 p.m.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tiffany Steiner and Jackie Schmidt from MBI Energy Services about the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. Let me tell you about one of our sponsors. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Call Eric Hatch or anyone on the Hatch Realty team with any real estate question. They want to be a resource and connection for you. That's Hatch Realty, 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Hatch Realty, tell them Otis sent you.
The 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue is happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. Live music from the Blue Ribbon Band, beverages from Armies West, and brisket, chicken, ribs, and much, much more vying for this year's Bakken Barbecue Trophy. The cost is $15 a person, kids 10 and under for free, and all the proceeds go to benefit Make-A-Wish North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue, happening June 17th at 4 p.m. at the West River Ice Center in Dickinson, North Dakota. That's the 4th Annual Bakken Barbecue. Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'll be your host today. In our next segment, we talk with David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources.
Well, you know what? I started out in the oil field when I was young. I was playing college football, and, you know, in the summer I would go work on a workover rig, you know, just to make money. And one fall, I just decided not to go back, you know, and just continue working in the oil business because of the money. And then after, you know, it kind of dissipated in 91. Of course, 86, it hit $8 a barrel, but I kept working for Chevron. And 91, I decided to move back home. I was going to transfer, but it was pretty tough back then. Jobs were pretty tight. So I went back into education and teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say I went back, because originally when I was going to college, I love coaching, I love sports. So I end up coaching for another, you know, and teaching for the next 12 years, 13 years, baseball, football. And when this came back, I said, the empathy in me having coached the youth, knowing that when they graduate, that I would give them, I teach life lessons before I teach X's and O's.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, you know, you go to work, you get up, you go to work, you take care of your family. You know, I had a couple 18-year-old guys that were dads that were just lost, you know, living with their mom, you know, going, what do I do? So there's a heartfelt issue among a lot of people there. And I'm just one of them, you know, that wants to give back to the community. And to me, this is the best way so that I could show them that, yeah, you can do this type of work.
To listen to the full-length interview with David Williams, the CEO of Missouri River Resources, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
The Real American Jam, a concert benefiting the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th, 16th, and 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch west of Medora. Joe Diffie, Corb Lund, Ned Ledoux, Bart Crow, and more will be performing. Tickets available now at realamericanjam.com. Camping's available. Call to reserve a spot, 701-623-4200. The Real American Jam, for the fallen soldiers of North Dakota, July 15th through the 17th, Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch. realamericanjam.com and buffalogapguestranch.com has complete details.
Hey folks, I'm multimedia journalist Jason Spies, and the host of Building the Bakken Radio and Coffee and Capitalism. Traveling across the Rocky Mountain region and the upper Midwest has introduced me to many new people, landed me in exciting places, and created lifelong connections. And there's one place I want to tell you about today, and that's the Lodge at Deadwood. It is without a doubt my favorite place to stay in the Black Hills. In fact, not only is it my favorite, it's pretty much everybody else's. They're a three-time recipient of the best hotel, best casino, and best overall restaurant in the Black Hills. So if you're planning a conference, maybe a weekend getaway, a wedding, whatever it might be, I truly invite you to check out the Lodge at Deadwood and find out why they're consistently voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best restaurant. Now listen, if I didn't believe that the Lodge at Deadwood was the best place to stay in the Black Hills, I wouldn't be doing this testimonial across our media network, which spans 5 states and 30 plus radio stations. And I feel very confident when I say the Lodge at Deadwood will exceed all your expectations. Check them out online today at deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com.